It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number for your questions and answers is 800-933-5372. You can email us as well, anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Starting us off today, we've got a couple of questions in the hopper. Nicole emailed. By the way, I should say it is the 26th. Of February today. It's the last show of the month today, so join us, 800-933-5372. Nicole emailed and wants to know what happens to the poppy, or what happened, rather, to the poppy field near Texas Instruments on Forest. She says, flowers used to reseed each spring but didn't bloom last year. Does anybody know? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. We got an email from Naima, who says, Li Hing Mui is a sweet and salty plum powder that people in Hawaii put on fresh fruit or even popcorn. Is there a place in the DFW area where I can buy the powder? Li Hing Mui. I would imagine any Asian grocery store would probably have something like that, but we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. Let's see. This is from Eric, who asks, who makes the rules on how delegates are allocated per state in the presidential primary elections? And why is it that in some states the winners get all the delegates and in other states they are proportionately allocated? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. One more and then we'll check in on the phones. Aviva Grapevine emailed, my family recently relocated to the DFW area from the Northeast. We've been quite happy with the family-friendly offerings of the area. We have kids aged 3 and 6. However, we've not been able to find a place to watch soccer in a setting that works well for adults and kids and shows the Premier League games. Please help us find a place. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start today with Terry calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have a random question. Stage West is producing a show that is about Barbra Streisand. It's mm-hmm. called Buyer and Seller. Mm-hmm. And in the show, we have to refer to her stepdad, and we cannot find the correct pronunciation if it is Louis Kind or if it's Louis Kind.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you've asked. I'll bet somebody knows, and will give us a call.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Terry. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Christy did, who says the Londoner Pub in Colleyville is a good place for family-friendly football viewing. That's the world version of football, not the American version, I would imagine. And Kate tweeted me and says English Premier Games are on view at From Across the Pond in North Richland Hills. I'm assuming that's a pub or a restaurant. And Kate says it's very family-friendly. From Across the Pond, or maybe it's a store. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next is Barry in Plano. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Last week, Jeff, I explained that my wife only has one kitchen knife that she mm-hmm. can grip, and I'm trying to get an identical backup knife made for her. Now, your listeners gave great ideas about where to get the plastic handle made. Mm-hmm. This week, I'm asking for suggestions about a knife maker in Collin County or North Dallas who could join the hard plastic handle to a suitable knife blade.
Okay. Well, we got a couple of other, while I've got you on the phone here, I've got a couple other answers on the original question.
Great.
Let's see. Emily said the Colony Public Library has a 3D printer. And let's see. The Colony residents get one free use each. So there's probably a charge for non-residents. We also got an email from Wasiu who says UTA Library does 3D printing. And it's open to non-students with a driver's license. I'm sure there's, I'm sure there's a charge or something on that. But then also, if I can get back to my email here, we got an email from a an occupational therapist. Kara says, I'm an occupational therapist. This kind of grasping issue is common in the elderly population, and there is adaptive equipment called a built-up handle to put on utensils. It's a soft, squishy, foamy material that widens the grip, making the tool easier to grasp. So maybe that's another possibility for you. But we'll see if we get some other suggestions on someone to do the actual, you know, work on the knife in the meantime.
I sure appreciate it, Jeff.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email from Steve who says, I have a large National Geographic wall map that was produced in the 1960s. It's a printing that's fused together with a cardboard blend backing. And over time, the cardboard on the edges has begun to deteriorate. We're going to have it restored or at least stabilized. Traditional art restoration stores say they mainly work on paper or canvas and not cardboard. Does anybody, I guess he's talked to some traditional art restorers. Anybody have any suggestion for Steve and this cardboard-backed National Geographic map, which sounds like it's about 50 years old? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Glenn in Dallas. Hey, Glenn.
Oh, hey, Jeff. I'm from Hawaii and mm-hmm. grew up eating the candies, lihimui. You put them in your mouth. They're very dried out. They're very tart, and they make your cheek muscles twitch and tingle. They're so powerful, and it takes a lot of saliva and sucking to get them to where they become meaty. But I have seen the powder. I have some in my kitchen. What we do as adults in Hawaii is we put the powder into vodka and let it infuse for a week or so and have lihimui-flavored vodka. You could probably find the powder at one of the Asian groceries near Richardson, like Hong Kong Market. I've only seen the powder once at a local place in Hawaii, but I'll bet if you Google it, you could find a place to mail order. But you'd need to know that it's lihimui, not li, I think you guys mispronounced it before. First word is L-E-E or L-I,
mm-hmm.
Hing, H-I-N-G, and then the third word is M-U-I. If you Google that, I'll bet you can find the powder. Or come over to my house.
Thanks for calling, Glenn.
Thanks. Right. Bye.
Line up, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Alicia emailed us this morning and says, yesterday I saw a driver race up to an intersection, run the red light, and nearly hit another driver who was making a protected left turn. Alicia says, I caught up with the first driver at another light and took down his information. Where would I call to report it, and what would be the result? Anybody have a suggestion for Alicia on that? We got a question from Randy, who asks, why do state judges have special auto license plates that say state judge? I would think they would want to remain anonymous to anyone they may have sentenced to jail time. Anybody know why they put state judge on license plates? It's kind of like, I would imagine it's kind of like those police, like the police cars that say exempt, right? Or vehicles like that. But we'll see if somebody knows what the answer is to that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Twitter's blowing up with suggestions for watching Premier League soccer matches. Doug says Trinity Hall is a good place in Dallas. This is from Annette, who says the Londoner Frisco shows English Premier League and is family friendly. Londoner Addison does as well, but people are allowed to smoke there. And then another vote from John for Trinity Hall Pub near Mockingbird Lane and 75 for family-friendly soccer. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got an email from Rick at anything@kera.org, who asks, regarding the Apple/government discussion, would a third-party hacker be able to get into an Apple phone and make the issue, this controversy, moot? Anybody know if a third-party hacker would be able to get into it? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Richard in Denton. Hello, Richard.
Hi, I have a question.
Okay.
I often see cars driving around with a little strip of green tape on their back windshield wiper, and I'm wondering, what's that all about? Is it from a car wash or something?
Like it's taped? It's taped, yeah, to the windshield?
It's taped to the windshield wiper that's on the back window, and it's kind of like masking tape, like that frog tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it often, and it's only this green tape, and I never see any other colors or anything, and I'm just wondering, where is that coming from? Is it from a car wash or something?
Okay. Well, somebody's bound to know. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. I want to run down a couple of answers we got last week that I think we read a couple of these. We may not have read them all, but we had the question about sugar ants and, you know, where, how to get rid of them and how to do it in a way that's, you know, that's not poison, I guess. And we had from Sandra, wrote, ants hate two things, lemon juice and coffee beans. And Sandra says, these work great for me as I am totally organic. Let's see. Robin says, we use a mixture of oatmeal, molasses, and boric acid placed in jar lids. Robin says, we also found the entry place outside and sprayed that area with orange oil. We got an email from Laura. Those of you keeping track at home with the diatomaceous earth drinking game, Laura says, use diatomaceous earth sprinkled around the areas they seem to come from. Use the food grade, since you're using it in your kitchen, of course. Use the food grade even in your garden, too. Let's see. And we had an answer from Andrea, who says, find out where they're coming in, then mix three parts powdered sugar and one part borax and set it in a small container, like a bottle cap, just at the entrance to where they're coming in, and they'll carry it back and the borax will eventually kill them. In the meantime, wipe down the counter with vinegar, and that will erase their trails. And Andrea says, this isn't a quick fix, but it will actually work. On the knife maker question, Jessica says, Tim Harbert, H-A-R-B-E-R-T, does custom knife work and would probably be happy to work on the knife for your listener. And Jessica gave us Tim's link. It's Ardent Knives, A-R-D-E-N-T, ardentknives.com. We got an answer on the poppy field. Melon in Dallas says, I observed a similar condition at Tennyson Park near East Grand. The poppies are likely victims of aggressive mowing by the city contractor. Good Earth was awarded a 3-year contract to mow and maintain parklands and other city property in 2012. So Mellon says the city has taken Tennyson Park mowing responsibility away from the company and established restricted mowing areas in the park. So I guess if you're mowing it too much, the wildflowers aren't going to show up. It's anything you ever wanted to know. If you have a question, if you have an answer, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or send me a tweet @Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us, though. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me @Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an email from Mike who says, I moved here from San Antonio about a year ago, and I noticed that all the traffic reporters here use the word crash, while in San Antonio, most of them used the word wreck. Is this a regional difference, or is it something else? Anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Let's go next on the phone and talk to Daniel in Fort Worth. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I got two answers. One for the car accident question.
Yeah.
They need to contact the police department for the city that it occurred in and give them that information.
Oh, the reckless driver.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then the second one is for the tape on the back window. It's most likely from a car wash. They use that in their effort, I guess, to help say they're not liable if they rip off your windshield wiper.
Is that the same thing as sometimes they put a little plastic bag over your windshield wiper?
I would assume so, yes.
Okay, so it's to hopefully keep the rear windshield wiper from being ripped off by the car wash mechanism.
Right.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got one more on this from Stephen, who says it is a car wash thing, the tape. This is from Lauren, who tweeted me at Jeff Whittington. And wants to know, what's the best way, easy and affordable, to get a weed-filled yard looking nice? I'm a new homeowner here and ready for spring. Anybody have a suggestion on the best way to get a weed-filled yard looking nice? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Mark calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jeff, hang on just a second. Let me get back in my car. I apologize.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
I know it's noisy out here. I have a partial answer on the delegate selection question. I don't know exactly how the Republicans do it, although I think it's similar.
Okay.
And what happens, I don't know how detailed they want to go, what happens is that just like the, with Congress critters, you got 435 of them, and the numbers that they represent fluctuate. There is a set number of delegates to the Democratic National Convention that does the actual selection. Each state, they have a number of those delegates that is related to the number of people who voted for the Democratic candidate in the previous gubernatorial election. And then within the state of Texas, for instance, that's allocated out between the state senatorial districts. And so, you know, over here in Fort Worth, because this is Wendy Davis's home district, District 10 produced more gubernatorial votes than anybody else. So this particular year, Senate District 10 is going to have more delegates than they might ordinarily have. And then the state delegates, you know, are sent up to the national. So it's set on a national level. They partition it out. So Texas, for instance, has been having less and less delegates, although we're a huge state, so we still have a lot.
But the delegates
less delegates as the Democratic turnout has gone down.
But the delegates from, I think our caller was asking about national delegates. The delegates you're talking about in that district or in that county are going to the state convention, which is where then the national delegates are selected to go to the national convention. So
that is correct.
Yeah.
But the number of delegates that go from Texas to the national convention are still a function of the gubernatorial turnout. So that's how they're partitioned amongst the senatorial districts, but that's also how they're partitioned nationally. So Texas sends a different size delegation every cycle.
Wow. All right.
Depending upon how many people voted.
Well, thanks for calling, Mark, and get back out and enjoy some of that beautiful sunshine out there.
There you go. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got this via email from, this is from Deborah. She says, I'm not sure whether there would be legal implications regarding the admissibility of evidence obtained from that San Bernardino iPhone if law enforcement managed to find a third-party hacker with a solution to the, quote, 10-try sudden death problem. This is related to that Apple, the federal court order that Apple is the company Apple is choosing to not adhere to unlock this particular phone. And the phone, apparently these phones have a 10, you can get the wrong passcode, try the wrong passcode 10 times, and then the phone locks up. Deborah goes on and says, I would guess that law enforcement has already tried to create a software workaround and was unsuccessful. This would probably include finding third-party hackers to help them, thus their request for Apple to do it for them. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's get one on this on the phone from Neville and Lucas. Hello, Neville.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I also was calling in about that question about the third party. The original question was whether a third party could access the phone,
right,
and render the whole issue moot. I think it's highly unlikely, as the email you just read indicated. I used to work in computer forensics. The FBI has regional forensic centers around the country, and they have some of the very best people in the industry working there. The issue is not cracking the encryption here in this case. The issue is that Apple has basically a kind of a built-in backdoor to the phone so that they can do updates on the operating system, and that goes around the passcode entry. So what the FBI has asked them to do is to provide software that will go in and disable the auto-delete failsafe if you put in too many failed password attempts, and that would allow the FBI to then attempt to crack the passcode.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like that makes perfect sense. If you can get a push to your phone that says, hey, your software needs to be updated. and I think everybody got the U2 record a couple of years ago, right? Like, everybody got it. And it was hard to, it was not saying that I removed it or attempted to remove it from my phone, but I hear on the streets that it was hard to remove from your phone, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Neville, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
We got an email on this from Ryan in Denton, who says it's very likely that a third-party hacker could hack into the iPhone, but there are some problems doing so. Anytime you're modifying low-level software on any device, which is basically all that hacking is, you run the risk of, quote, bricking the device. That is, breaking it to the point where there is no more, it is no more useful to you as a computer than as a brick, or than is a brick. Since this is a very important phone, Ryan says, the FBI wants to minimize that risk as much as possible, which is why they've gone directly to Apple. We got an email from Scott who says, this is about the knife handle question. Scott says, I'm an industrial designer, and I don't think the plastics used in deposition 3D printing will be hard enough, smooth enough, and certainly not hygienic enough for a kitchen knife handle due to the materials being somewhat porous. So this is also something that can be molded easily using traditional methods, easier than using a 3D printer. So in other words, take the knife handle that works, make a mold of it, and then make copies using that, hard plastic copies using that mold. So good suggestion. And Richard says on the weeds, try Scott's Weed and Feed. Says it works better for me than other brands, and he says make sure to water adequately. So that's one solution. If you've got some grass there, you could also probably not as cheaply as buying pre-emergent weed and feed or fertilizer with weed killer in it. But you could probably get enough seed of native grass to kind of overseed all that. And then when you water that in to your yard, you might be able to get enough coverage that it would eventually choke out the, quote, weeds, right? But a lot of times what we're getting rid of when we're weeding stuff is the native stuff that was there before we decided that St. Augustine lawns and Bermuda grass lawns, which the St. Augustine especially needs a lot of water, and, you know, stuff like buffalo grass or what else is like curly mesquite grass, I think, some of the other natives, don't really need that much water, and you actually don't even have to mow them because they don't get that deep. But that said, you might have rules in your neighborhood about what kind of grass you can have. So There's that one suggestion. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and let's go back to the phone and talk to Marla in Dallas. Hello, Marla.
Hi. I have a question about, it looks like a pedestrian walkway is being constructed and has been for several months across Terry Hines at Walnut Hill. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering exactly what it is, why it's being put up there, and who's paying for it.
Okay. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thanks.
Up next, let's talk to Linda calling from Dallas. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Hey there.
My question is about possum. I live in a pier and bean house in the White Rock area. We have a lot of possum around. The problem is, and we have caught them in cages that will catch and release cages.
Right.
But the problem is that they will come in and they will die under our house, leave this horrible odor. And that's what I'm wanting to know how to get rid of this odor. If there's something we can throw down there, we're retired, we're not going to go crawling under the house. We could throw something under there that might get rid of the odor if we knew what to do about that.
So you have an active possum decaying scene happening right now.
Oh, this is our third one this year.
Okay. And you're pretty sure it's a possum. It's not rats in the wall or anything like that.
It's always from the same area, and it
right.
seems to be in the kitchen, like under the stove, where maybe they come in for warmth.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Linda.
Okay. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a question via email from Paul, who wants to know, where can I find a link on the IRS website that will tell me all of the earnings posted against my Social Security number for the past recent years? Does anybody know where to find a link to check that on the IRS website, or if that's even something you can do? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. One more on the hacker question. Paul emailed and said, John McAfee, who founded McAfee Antivirus, told the government he could hack the iPhone in 3 weeks or he would eat his shoe. This is according to Paul. He says no one's taken him up on the offer just yet. And the last word on the tape on the back of cars, Daryl says via anything at KERA.org, the tape on the back of the cars is put on your rear windshield wiper at the drive-through car wash to hold the wiper in place so the heavy brushes and cloths don't force the wiper off. Oftentimes, he says, people, and me included, forget to take the tape off when they leave the car wash. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next on the phone to Jerry in Garland. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well.
Wonderful. I have a question about the North Garland Montessori School, and I'm trying to reach out to some parent or grandparent who maybe had a child there because I've read their website and their Facebook, and it says that 90% of their toddlers go to magnet schools. They're firm in discipline. They read and write by the age of 4.5, and they do mathematics. And I was wondering if all of this is actually true or if it's, like, too good to be true, and if any parent had some experience with this place that could maybe give me advice, because we're looking for a place for my granddaughter, almost 4.
Have you called the school just to see if they can put you in touch with some parents?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. I could do that.
I mean, just, you know, it might be, they may have somebody who, I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're essentially wanting to, you know, some references, I guess it sounds
correct.
Like.
Correct, some references
yeah.
for this school to
yeah.
make sure that they do all that they say that they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a good place to start. And
absolutely.
We'll see if we hear from anybody in the meantime.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
I appreciate
it. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's go back on the phones and talk to Kyle in Plano. Hey, Kyle.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I was calling about the gentleman who asked about crash and accident, the difference in terms between San Antonio and Dallas.
Yeah, he said they would say wreck in San Antonio, I think, and up here crash. So
right. Sometime back around 2000, the state of Texas, and I assume it was probably the DPS, Department of Public Safety, determined that there was no such thing as, say, an accident, and because someone was always at fault, so they asked all defensive driving curriculums and such to change the term to crash.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's the answer. Sounds good to me, Kyle. I mean, that's the answer we've got so far, but I appreciate your call.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. It's what Stephen did. Stephen says, for that odor under the house, try lime. He says it's a fine white powder. It was used years ago for odor control. Look for calcium carbonate, barn lime, or garden lime. He says, we used to store potatoes under our house, and Dad would use lime to take care of the odor of those potatoes that had, quote, gone bad. You also want to probably get somebody, if, you know, our listener who called in said that her and her husband are retired, they're not going to crawl under the house. But you might take a walk around the outside and see where these possums are getting in, because that's a place that... That's the very first thing you want to do, is seal off that access point. And if that's not something you can do yourself, I'm sure there are folks who can do that for you. That would be, you know, my very first suggestion. When I've had an issue with rats under the house or in the walls, that was always the very first thing, was to seal off where they're getting in, and then, you know, you can use the traps to catch them, to get them out of there. But we'll see if we get some more suggestions for you as well. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Call us with your questions or answers. And that's where we find Kevin in Aledo. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, good morning.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hi, yeah, I want to talk a bit about the Apple encryption question. I have a couple of answers on that. I've actually worked in IT security for more than 16 years, and you know, there's really, to me, I've heard this debate for quite a while, and the thing that's always kind of struck me is the fact that Apple didn't immediately come out and say, well, we cannot do this. And the reason that they shouldn't be able to is, you know, there's really two issues here. One is the attempt to unlock the device, which could brick the device ultimately. Mm-hmm. And the second is the fact that we're using essentially the same type of encryption that we're using on web pages. And without getting too detailed in how that works, you really do have to know some bit of that encryption key before you can decrypt the data without using a brute force type of method, which the way encryption works now should take theoretically too long to make it doable.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to question John McAfee's ability to crack it, but the way the certificates work, it's supposed to be safe. So that's, you know, one thing. So even if they were able to get past this, 10-try lockout, it should theoretically be impossible to hack it thereafter without taking, you know, a million years theoretically with brute forcing the numbers. So I think they already can hack it. It's just a matter now of, you know, whether or not they want to know people to know that they can.
Right.
So I think that's really the crux of this thing, because they should have immediately just come out and said, we can't do it.
Okay.
Because that should be the answer. So, the other thing is they should be able to clone the device. It's difficult to do, but it's not impossible. And these guys have a lot of resources, so you should be able to clone it and essentially have unlimited retries. So I feel like they're just trying to make, you know, Apple capitulate to this so that they can kind of admit that they can already do it, is my feeling.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Dan in Carrollton. Hello, Dan.
Hi, I have an answer and a question.
Okay.
On the aggressive driving, I happened to be at the Texas Department of Transportation website the other day and noticed they have a link for complaining about aggressive drivers. Or actually, it's just a link for information. And it says that there's a $200 fine possible for aggressive driving and possible jail time. It says also that you should call 911 if you are worried about your safety.
Very good advice. Yep.
The question I had is about who regulates cable companies in the state of Texas. I had a problem with a Time Warner crew that helped themselves to plumbing on my property while doing work in the alley and wound up flooding my house. And I found out it's not the Public Utility Commission of Texas. And I know in the past there used to be local franchise authorities that granted licenses in areas of the state, but those apparently no longer exist. It's about 2006. The state attorney general's office isn't sure, and I don't know if anybody. They apparently still issue certificates of authority, but it's done as a matter of form. There's apparently no criteria the companies have to meet, like having insurance on their crews or anything like that. And I know that a Irving woman who had a consumer complaint against Time Warner Cable last year wound up having to sue in a federal district court in New York, and that court awarded her over $200,000 for the irresponsible conduct.
Well, okay, so Dan, let's get to what the question is. Your question is who regulates cable companies?
Yeah, if you have an unresolved complaint with your local cable company over some of the installation work they did,
right?
The damage they caused to your property. Who can report that to?
It sounds like the ultimate jurisdiction is in the courts, but we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay. I don't know if there's any agency that does that in Texas, but the state attorney general office didn't apparently know.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Scott in Dallas. Hello, Scott.
Hi. Hey there. I kept meaning to call and ask when the pony was going to play again, but I know the answer to that. As to the weeds, your suggestion, I'm sorry, wouldn't work. Any seeds you plant now, it's really just not the right time. You'd want to plant those probably in fall, and they still wouldn't come up for some time. I wouldn't recommend a Scott's Weed and Feed. Neil Sperry, who has no problem with chemicals, doesn't recommend them. He'd say the only people that do are the manufacturer. But you could use Roundup, or you could use something organic, whether that's vinegar and Epsom salt with a little bit of soap. Whatever, but you're going to have to spray them. I like pre-emergence. I'm organic.
Uh-huh.
And those you're going to have to use beforehand. You might be able to throw some down now, but those are only going to prevent summer weeds. To prevent winter weeds, you have to put those down in September.
Okay. So what do you use pre-emergent that's organic?
There's claims that corn gluten meal works.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a problem using chemical pre-emergence. That's about the least toxic thing you can do. And so I don't see a huge problem with it. You do have the problem that you're preventing germination.
Right.
There's also plants you can plant, horse herb, and wood violets will give you, they alternate, horse herbs grow in the summer, wood violets in the winter if you have too much shade, which is often the reason you have weeds is because your grass isn't thick enough. But anyway, if you have full sun, some of the native grasses and things you talked about would work, but mostly what I see is too much shade.
Okay. Scott, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Right. See you tonight. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. This is from someone who says, regarding reckless drivers, they need to be reported to the police when the reckless driving is occurring. Dispatchers will then send out a message to officers in the area or dispatch an officer to the area to attempt to witness the reckless driving. And while the caller got the license plate, unfortunately, officers cannot issue traffic citations if they don't witness the violation. So that's 911, right? So there's the advice on that. We got an email from Tom wondering, where can I find a MoveNat trainer near Fort Worth? Tom says this is someone who MoveNat trainers are someone who are certified, and I can't find anyone closer than Austin. Wondering if there's anybody in the area in the process of getting certified. This has to do with the practice of natural movement. it sounds like. And then we got a tweet from Reggie, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter is where you can find me, by the way, who says, for access to past year's incomes, go to the Social Security website, ssa.gov, create an account, and there's a link to see past year's incomes. Lynn agrees. They aren't at the IRS website. Info regarding earnings is available to you at the Social Security website, and all years are available. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Let's talk to Deborah calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Deborah.
Hi.
Hey there.
I've got a question. Well, I've got an answer to one of the questions about the possum.
Okay.
I'm not for sure on this, but I know that lime disintegrates everything. So I would imagine that it would take care of a faster disintegration of the body parts. And I wouldn't know how to, I don't know if you have to, you know, put it down and then water it in or what you have to do, but that somebody would have to find that out. But to prevent, if you have any type of area, garage, house, or whatever that has holes or has a little space underneath, Texas has what they call the Bodark tree, or we call them hedge apples.
Mm-hmm.
They're those great big, huge, bright green, bumpy, grapefruit-sized apples that are hanging in a tree with thorns. And you can see them along roadways or some open fields and that kind of thing. If you take those when you first see them, when they're turning green, hopefully before they drop off the tree, and get a whole sack of them and just take and throw them underneath any areas that you don't want animals, it'll, as they decay, and they will decay over like a year, they will start to decay and turn brown, and they don't smell to us. But to animals and bugs, they cannot stand it. So it will deter things from getting into and under spaces. It's an old-time remedy. They used to do that when they had cookhouses that were out away from the house, and they didn't want animals going in under the cookhouse where all the meats and everything were hanging to be cured.
Very good. Sounds like a great suggestion. Deborah, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And that's what Kat did, who says, on the odor, we have used activated charcoal before and put it in a flat pan. You can get activated charcoal from the fish section at the pet store. So maybe activated charcoal might help with that odor under the house. We also got some emails here, not on this, but a couple more questions. Speaking of critters, Bonita is wondering if there's some way to prevent or discourage dogs from pooping in our side yard as they pass by. Anybody have? I've seen little signs that, like, little signs that say, you know, please don't let your dog poop here. Kind of signs that people have been putting in their yards. Anybody have a suggestion on that for Bonita? We got a question from Katie in Dallas wondering if anyone knows a local cobbler who can make custom women's shoes. Katie says she talked to Dino's and other places, but they won't make a complete pair of shoes, I guess, from the ground up, so to speak. Anybody have a suggestion for Katie on that? And then, let's see, we got a question from Casey, who says, I have a cabinet-mounted record player that's in need of repair. I'm looking for a service in Fort Worth that makes house calls, so I won't have to take the cabinet apart or transport it. Sounds like this is one of those big console record players. Anybody know for Casey a service that does house calls on things like that in Fort Worth? And then we got this question from Alistair in Denton, wondering if there's any live Irish music and dancing in the DFW area. Anybody know where to find live Irish music and dancing in the DFW area? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Time for a couple more calls before the hour is up. Let's talk next to Mark calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Hey, there's three simple steps that people need to do to not only get a great lawn, but keep it. But for some reason, you know, people don't want to do all three things. And that is, number one, you need a good mulching mower, okay? Because if you mulch the grass, it'll automatically go back down and fertilize your lawn. Mm-hmm. Number two, and this is the biggest thing people don't want to do, is water that lawn an inch of water every week. Even when it's triple digits, and even if you charge $10 a gallon for your water, you need to do that. And number three as well, you have to put fertilizer down every 8 weeks. Why? Because when these home developers come in, what do? They scrape the first inch or two or three of topsoil off, and there's no food for the grass any longer. So you either need to put that fertilizer down every 8 weeks or truck in some topsoil, you know, about an inch or two of topsoil, and put it on your front lawn as food. If you do that, and how do I know? Because I read and read and read, and I experienced that 21 years ago when I moved to Texas. I had a house. It was full of weeds, and I did these three things, and by the end of the year, I had a decent-looking lawn. So you have to be patient, too. It's going to take a year. You're not going to get rid of these weeds and have a beautiful lawn overnight. It's going to take a year. And then if you keep it up, you'll have a gorgeous lawn for as long as you live in that house.
All right. Well, Mark,
you have to be ready, willing, and able to do all three things simultaneously.
All right, Mark, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Let's see. We got an answer on that pedestrian bridge question from Laura, who emailed us at anything@kera.org. And Laura says, the pedestrian bridge being built on Harry Hines north of Royal Lane is being constructed by TxDOT. It is a project funded by TxDOT, Dallas County, and the City of Dallas. The project is also adding sidewalks to both sides of Harry Hines, since there are DART bus stops along Harry Hines, and the project is about a block or two west of the DART Green Line. So there's the answer on that. Let's see. We got an answer from Bill on the accident versus crash question. And Bill says, in emergency rooms and law enforcement, car crashes were referred to as an MVA, motor vehicle accident. It was changed to MVC for motor vehicle collision based on the idea that most, quote, accidents are a result of a driver's behavior. If a driver is speeding, weaving, texting, etc., and hits another vehicle, it's not an accident, as the collision would have been avoided if that driver had been driving safely. Well, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, and we had help today from Kristen Taylor and Braylon Becton. You can find that podcast absolutely free at kera.org/anything. There's a subscribe link at the top of the page. You find the last 10 hours of the show or so there as well. And, of course, you can email your questions and answers to us, comments and suggestions, hopes and dreams and musings, etc., to anything@kera.org, or reach out to me on Twitter. I'm @JeffWhittington on Twitter. Thanks so much once again for listening, for writing and calling in. Everybody have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you next week.